This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
How many of you remember the first line of any book that you've read, maybe a famous book, and you remember the first line? There's some significant first lines of books. I want to share three first lines of three books that probably some of you have read. Jane Austen's book, Pride and Prejudice, first line of that book goes like this. It's a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what she said. It's a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in the possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Some of you remember reading Charles Dickens' book, A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Leo Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. Some of you remember reading that or you saw the movie Anna Karenina. Here's the opening line. All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Isn't that interesting? Kind of a prophetic word there. All happy families are alike, but each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. You say, where in the world are you going with this? Dr. Scott Peck wrote a book that had a profound impact on my life, and till my dying day, I will remember the three-word sentence that the book opens with. It goes like this. Life is difficult. Life is difficult. And one Bible commentator commenting about Scott Peck's book said this, it's so refreshing to read that, even though it's dated and it was written years ago, because he said, of so many books written that God wants you to drive the best SUV that you can get. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to be wise. And God wants you to be wealthy in every way. And he just wants, that's all God is interested in, is lavishing on you things and lavishing on you good things in life when God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. The Bible says that. And we do acknowledge God's hand in everything we have. But here's the point. Life is difficult. Your life is difficult. The person next to you's life is difficult. The person in front of you, behind you. We're all of our lives are difficult. Why? Because marriage is difficult. Raising children is difficult. Going to work every day is difficult. Going to school is difficult. Getting an education is difficult. Getting along with people is difficult. It's called life. It's called living life. Life is difficult. On this holiday weekend, I want you to read with me where Paul, writing his last words, his final letter to Timothy. He's going to die. He's going to be executed within days or weeks. He said, Timothy, being in the ministry is difficult, and serving the Lord is difficult, but you're going to have to realize that's part of it. It's in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the first few verses. It goes like this. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ. Did you get that? It's not health and wealth. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Reflect on what I'm saying. For the Lord will give you insight into all of this. Verse 8, the most important verse in this whole passage. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I'm suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, for the church, the body of Christ, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.